Yeah, I am a diabetes. I am doing dieting. So I am supposed to take only 3 cups of rice for the whole day. So I take only 1 spoon rice. And I take early 3 vegetables, then I come back. I take very little and hardly I eat it. And so therefore it's an important aspect in our day-to-day life. So therefore I am leading this thing. But I know these three are not the favorite mine. These are not the favorite of the dayaka. But I do, I take 1st, 2nd, 3rd curries and I come back. So therefore do as you like. What is the necessary, what is the procedure whenever you feel enough, you put just a cover, just a hand cover, that means enough. Sometimes they put this way, put half. So these are the, not talking, but many understand in Sri Lanka. Whenever the retreats happen in Nilambe, sometimes we are serving ourselves, otherwise some people are offering. If it is so, the group leader is telling, so if you feel enough, just cover. If you say half, but that's a very dangerous, as you go, patta nikujjana means protest. You turn the bowl around, upside down. That means no more deal with you. I am not accepting anything from you. This is the worst thing, patta nikujjana, and that is what in Burma, this is when the people protest, strike, they call patta nikujjana. That's a monk's term. You go to the house, when they are going to offer, you turn the bowl upside down. Nothing telling. People get fainted. But some people are doing naughty things. Then we have to do patanika. This is not what you are, the covering the bowl with the hand. That means enough. That is not a negative something. What you say half, that is also usually not happening. That means we can say tika tika. That means half, small amount. Otherwise you can say. So these are the body languages. And bringing here and not eating and throwing into the waste, this thing, that's also not appreciable. Leave it as it is. Otherwise, mostly what we do in the morning, we serve everything. You serve your dose. And then you are responsible. But still, many monks are there. They don't know how to get served, but still 1/3 or 2/3 they are throwing away. They serve their bowl, but they are throwing away. Some things is ritualistic. This is for the birds and the dogs. I think I am not appreciating. That is none of your business. Let the workers take care and don't treat them. Simply, don't treat them. Everywhere, from here to the Annapolonnaruwa, we are cut across huge forest. Lot of wild animals are there. Lot of life threatening there. Because they are feeding wild elephants, they stop the vehicle and put the trunk into the vehicle and check whether there is something eatable. Otherwise, they throw the vehicle. And when we go to the Houghton Plains, they say there are a lot of wild life. They say the salt that you carry in the noodles and in the rice, not allowed to take it to the forest because you are throwing away. When they are eating salt, the wild animal, they are not eating herbal plants. They are searching, go in search of the animal food. And so much of diseases. So therefore, wherever humans are contaminated, finished. So therefore that we can't correct the whole world. What we can do is accept what is consumable. That may not be the main idea of the donor. They wanted to see me accepting. That's a generosity. But after bringing, if you are not eating and throwing, that's another burden to the waste bus collector. But that's the worst thing of the food remnants. Cardboards, bottles, papers, no harm. But this is very dirty. 1 or 2 days' time, they become very neat, but we are cleaning daily. But anyway, let them do their task for the animals and all the kind of thing. But if you take, therefore, you must lower the limit of accepting. Happy? Good.
Avasarai Bante, I'm Kumar here.
Yes.
Bante, we have received three short reports.
Yeah.
With your permission, I can...
Now, it will be helpful because we are reminded with the practical section. So, through the theory, it will be sometimes juicy. Sometimes, rasamasoolu kiyala kiyanne?
Yes, Bante.
Rasamasoolu walata kiyenawa Pandita Sanse lasanamak kiyenawa. You add something little to make it very tasty. Yes.
Yeah. Report 1. Today, I did walking meditation for 45 minutes. I noticed that my feet were quite cold. I also noticed that I was walking slower than I normally did. However, as I walked, the speed of my walking would change quite often. Today, I got distracted a few times by thoughts and sensations in my body. When I walked, the middle part of my foot never touched the ground. The front part of my foot touched the ground before the back part during my meditation. I tried my best to point my head in a suitable direction. However, I often felt the urge to disturb those who were meditating with me. I feel as though this may have limited my ability to focus on the feet. 12 years old boy, Bante. And the second report.
No, worst enough.
I did walk in...
Wait.
Yes, Bante.
So this is the reporting, okay, meditation, okay, but little bit over-enthusiastic. That is why it says, my meditation is disturbed today, my meditation is good today, I am distracted. These things are nothing special. But over-enthusiastic, you wanted to have just the mindfulness, just the primary object, just with face-to-face. But that is not the human mind. So therefore, be prepared. Over-enthusiasm also no good. Lack of enthusiasm also no good. Many people think over-enthusiasm is good because it is very energetic. But there is no. So therefore, sometimes you feel so lethargic, so monotonous, so boring. And therefore, at that time, no distractions. No dramatic events. You are just going on the path, no vehicles. Very boring. The other part is, this is distracting me, that is distracting me, yesterday it is good, today it is bad. That is the kind of over-enthusiasm. So know it, don't try to adjust it, because they are chemical body, your emotional body. You can't train it, you can't adjust it. But being aware, you are naturally correcting it. That's what I thought of remark. We are going to the second.
Yes, Bante. This is from an 8-year-old boy. I did walking meditation for 45 minutes. I felt the choir mat was rough, but the fabric at the end of the choir mat was smooth and cold. At the end of 45 minutes, it felt softer. I kept my head down, so didn't get disturbed by others. I enjoy walking meditation. That's the end of the report.
Yeah, that younger generation passing through, putting through the interview in the so electronic ways. So therefore, that indicates the irregularity in the practice. That is why regular reporting can happen. That is what the most important. What we are doing in Satipasala and all the kind of just introduction. But after introducing sustainability, is the particular person that we can't assure. So, but 18 years is a kind of a teenage, very good. So therefore, report also very short. Appear there are no distractions.
It is 8 years.
8 years.
Yes, Bhante. Sorry.
80 or 18 or 08?
08.
Ah, wonderful. Wonderful. Mahindavamsa, wonderful. That is Mahindavamsa's English. So therefore that there are no blockage. There is no, how do you call it, very least frictional path. That is because of the way of reporting. Distractions are there. Don't report bloody things. Just report what is positive. Just report what is not frictional. So then beautiful aesthetic report, short and sweet. And the people waiting to become meditators will be encouraged. Otherwise, you'll say, after I become a meditator, I feel body pain, I feel thinking, and I feel sounds are distracting, and I feel no anapana. So it appears like a kanapinda. Just complaining. That is very good. Kohenda danne avila thiyen report ekak. Kumar.
Bhante, it is coming, came from, I think, England,
very,
UK.
Very good. Very good. Now England team, Tharindu and others are refining the Satipasala there. And Mindful Initiative from England also report to me. I mean, they send newsletters. And they say they are going to start the scholarships and study programs. So I thought of connecting it with Satipasala with us. And appoint some people to go there and do some kind of the mindful studies, academic side. So that is as far as England is concerned. So wherever it may be, we are in the same family. We are in the same vibration. Thank you. We are moving.
Mantevi, there is one more report.
Yes.
Same.
Yes.
I am 6 years old. I did walking meditation with my Aya and my cousin Aya for 45 minutes today. This is the second time I did it. Yesterday I went to bed late. So I had a headache, but I walked. I didn't look around. I looked in front of me. I felt the wooden floor was cold and hard. The carpet was warm and soft. At the end, I felt something different in the legs, but I don't know how to describe it. That's the end of the report, Devate.
So when you are walking, you can feel the hardness, softness, stiffness, all the qualities of the surface. Only on the points of your foot, of your sole, touching the ground. So you can be aware, if I am not too much, what are the points not touching the ground. Then completely different story. If you are in the lawn, all the not touching points will be prickle because of the grass. If you are on a flat tile floor, because of the hardness, very limited area only touching. That's why it is slippery. Or sometimes it may be a coir rope, or a coir mat. According to the structure, I mean subsurface, touching area difference, and you can detect whatever it may be, there are some areas which is not touching the ground. That is completely blind when you are wearing shoes, when we are wearing footwear. So that is why we appreciate, if possible. So this is 6 years old. So best thing is, apply some watercolors into your sole and step into a A4 paper. Then you can see what are the places you get the printout of your sole and what are the points not touching. And if you are young enough to understand what are the not touching areas, you will become the subject matter specialist of that. I have some videos prepared. Netula, he started at age 6. Now he is 11 years old. He became the school captain this time. And is an expert. So please try what are the touching and explain everything. That is so far so good. But I am trying to open a window, another avenue, just while walking, be aware what are the points the soul is not touching the ground and can you experience it or not? It's a challenge. I am waiting for the next report. I mean, next time your report, 6 years old. Anyone have any comments? Yes?
That is regarding while doing anapana, is it, I read as per the the sutra, sabbakaya patisamvedi.
Sabbakaya
patisamvedi asasissami iti sikkhati. Sabbakaya patisamvedi pasasissami iti sikkhati. In this case, sabbakaya, is it referring to the total body or it is referring to the only breath body? This is my question.
Breath body also body, your body also body. What do you mean by body? Body means a compilation. Body means a sum total of a group. That is why it's a body. It is not a single pixel. It is not a single particle. Single particle is not applicable to our mind.
Single particle in the sense?
One particle of hydrogen, or one particle of proton, one particle of positron or neutron. That is just imaginary. When they come up to a conglomeration only, we can see, we can perceive, then only we say skanda. Skanda means khanda, mountain. And then we give a name. But that name is not representing each and every pixel, each and every particle. Particle physics, you can't see. Newtonian physics, see, but gravity you can't see. So this is the point where science is blind. So therefore, what do you mean by body? Body means a agglomeration. And the secret, or most enthusiastic thing is, when everything get together, soul appear. But when the particle goes, no soul. Hydrogen, helium, positron, proton, neutron, no soul. When they come and make hydrogen and then H2O and then put into this thing and when they come into a different shape, we call it become a soul. That is sum total of thousand and thousand and billions particles make a soul, make a body. Only their soul can, only that can hold a soul.
Soul in the sense, soul means? Soul.
Your life.
Atta.
So Buddha says, okay, take the atta, separate into the particles and see which particle carries the atta. That's nothing. So therefore, dismantling and reassembling is what happens every time in our life. Whenever reassembling happens, every agglomeration happens, we call body. We call atta can take footing. Whenever disintegrated, no soul. So that is what happened to Newtonian physics to Einstein physics. Einstein went there and Einstein told each and every particle wise no gravity. They have only two characteristics, the speed and the specific gravity, but they are non-local. They are in the space, you can't localize it. But Newtonian physics is a body. It says two bodies attract to each other, big one attract the small one, and that is what he made. But when it comes to the particle, Newtonian physics condemned. Then went to the strong and weak bondages between electrons. That you can't measure. And that is what you use in neutron bombs and the atomic bombs. Huge energy. The Newtonian one is agglomerated bodies. Einstein talked about the fields, electromagnetic fields. Everything happened like waves. Sometimes agglomerate as a quantum, sometimes disintegrate into the energy. And that is what the Buddha says. Whenever everything becomes agglomerated and come up to a certain level, there is a possibility for the soul to come and implant. Whenever you disintegrated, it is not religion, it is not something believe, it is simple as that. It's so scientific as that. But the body means already filthy, already holding kilesas. It may be a breath body, it may be your body, whatever it may be, just like a tornado. It come up to a certain momentum, it can destroy. But this year, it is not destroyed. It is not harmful. Or whirlpool. Whatever it may be, they come up to a certain level, it appear like a body. Tornado came and vanished the whole village. Normal waves are there, but the tsunami, come and wipe it off. It appear like a god. It appear like beyond the human control, like that. Body means filthy.
Patisamvedi.
Sangvedi means sensitive. Patisangvedi means overall sensitive. Sangvedi. Vedi means Vedana.
Subbakaya patisamvedi asasissamiti sikkhati. In that case, so what I have to do, what is the instruction from Buddha to me when I am meditating?
You have to get enlightened, then you can understand the instruction. After the enlightenment, darling. That is happening in a different caliber. You can't connect the quantum in a Newtonian physics and the Einstein physics. Both of them are in trouble. A Newtonian physics is Newtonian physics. Einstein physics is Einstein physics. So this connection is what scientists are, they are get tortured by this thing. So what the Buddha mentioned, you have to get enlightened. Otherwise, definitely you have to depend on another body. Bloody fool. Somebody. Nobody. Everybody. All bodies are filthy. There was a task in the office, anybody can do it. But somebody told, another body would do it. Nobody did it. That is what under the glass, one person told, there was a task, anybody can do it. Somebody told the other body will do it, but nobody did it. That is why the body.
I understand like this in my previous discussion with others. Sabbakaya patisamvedi asasissamiti sikkhati. Kaya is the breath body. When I'm breathing inside, there is a flow of the air going inside and coming back. This process, I have to observe it keenly, how the air is movement, the momentum of the air, how it is going inside, like a solid rod, it is like a flow of water or something, and coming out. This I have to observe. And somebody say, Buddha say, Sabbakaya, Kaya is the body of the total body, head to feet. When you are sitting and meditating, you have to practice each and every Vedana of the body. I mean, what is happening in my total body, where I get a pain, severe pain, mild pain, or any itching or something. This is Vedana, Vedi. You must be a Sabbakaya Patisamvedi. You have to feel I am having pain in my right knee. Yeah, this is this. Like this, while breathing in, you be aware of the Vedana also, total body, also the breath. This is told by somebody else. In this too, I practiced in the beginning with the total body observation of the pains and all. But now I understand, I think like this, it is only breath body. I can strain to myself to breath body. I observe only the total process of the breath, how it is going inside, where it is touching and coming back. This is breath body. I observe, as per Buddha's instruction, I have to observe the breath body only.
Maybe main body, mainly the breath body. What is the changes happening? That is important, not the observation of the breath body of the body. That's the starting point. When you're observing what happened to the breath body, what happened to your body, the total body. By arguing with the breath body is the body, main body is the body, you get stuck. But you have to understand what is representing, what is conspicuous, what is prominent, look at. In breath and out breath, expansion, contraction, body touch the ground, whatever it may be, what happened chronologically as time passes. But if you are going to define breath body and this thing, you will never get out of the mud. Your understanding is to give a benchmark and see time-wise How the changes? And darling, that is the torturing, that is suffering. That's why we don't like it. We want to fix it. I am talking, looking at the breath body. I am looking at the main body. You get stuck. You have to understand whatever it may be, it is representing evolution, metamorphosis, changes. The main, our egotist idea is to define the what is the body means. That means you will never move. You will get stuck into the breath body or the main body. No. Somebody, everybody, nobody. I can't, there's no four words in the joke. Anybody. All bloody shit. That means you get stuck. Due to the definition. But the thing is, whatever it may be, there is a sign that you are living. There is a sign you are not sleeping. There is a sign you are not unconscious. And there may be whatever expansion, contraction, long, short, whatever may be. And how it is changing. So that you must not fix it. But get stuck with it. You have to understand how it is coming to show the changing nature. Appearing and disappearing. So that you have to have a very distance observation, as if third person, and it is cheating. It is always changing, and it is always discouraging, because it is a suffering. So that is we are withstanding. We know when we sit, so much of pain, so much of changes, and mosquitoes are coming, and flies are coming, rain is coming, coffee is coming, all the kind of thing. And midst of whatever your body, how it does it performs? I mean, changes. Then very easy. But this alignment, keeping the power line, very demanding. It consumes so much of energy. So people are talking about the theories. No. You have to be pragmatic. You have to understand whatever the process is signifying, catch the fellow as the benchmark and see how it is appearing, disappearing, liking and disliking, coming close and go further. These are the things.
The phenomena.
The changing of the phenomena of changing of the phenomena.
And kaya sankhara patisamvedi, what is kaya sankhara? In this also, what is the kaya?
That is what you told. Pasambayam kaya
sankhara.
And then kaya sankhara patisamvedi. Usually it is not in the kaya sankhara. It is the chitta sankhara. Kaya sankhara uses pasambayam kaya sankhara.
Pasambayam kaya sankhara.
So, but chitta sankhara? Not mentioned. Not mentioned even in the sutta.
It is mentioned in the
chitta sankhara?
Yes.
No, in the Anapanasati sutta?
Yes.
No.
No, honestly, I do not know. But
no, I know. I studied.
Dasa Dhamma Sutta. Dasa.
No. I am asking.
Dasa Sanya Sutta.
These 16 stages, the commentator is asking why Chitta Sankara is not mentioned. Kaya Sankara mentioned. Vachi Sankara not mentioned. Sankara not mentioned. Why? We are talking. We can't meditate. As far as Vachi Sankara is there, you are not a meditator. To be qualified meditator, you must get rid of Vachi Sankara, Vitakka Vichara. So we are proliferating Vachi Sankara. We are talking, arguing and in a chatter. So much so, he says that is why Buddha never mentioned Chitta Vachi Sankara. Kaya Sankara, Vachi Sankara, Chitta Sankara, very prominent, very important. Why the chitta vachi sankhara is missing? He has given chapters even in Visuddhimagga, even to the Anapanasati Sutta commentary. Why it is missing? With talking people, arguing people, inner chatter people can't go to kaya sankhara. Beforehand, that must be fixed. That is why the Buddha says, go to a forest, sit under a tree, or go to a lonely place, solitude place, and make sure no chatter and no inner chatter. Nowadays, whole media, whole education, whole communication, whole the artificial intelligence, increasing inner chatter. They given Nobel Prizes for this bloody inner chatter or outer chatter. The way they are writing, bullshit. Writing voluminous books and they get bestseller. The Buddha's books, no one read. Word by word, there's a kind of a, like a garland. So I recently started again reading. I was fed up. They are talking about useless thing. PhD means you know everything about nothing. When you are in the grade 8, you know nothing. You are grade 8. In the PhD, you know everything about something useless. That is what you call PhD. And books and the thesis, so voluminous. So that is why Buddha says, to start meditation, vachi sankhara, you have to take care. I mean that by chatting and arguing and inner circle thinking and rationalizing, no. But Maharshi had to mention that chat, that inferential knowledge, that deductive knowledge will follow your practice. Then you are the master. But you can't do away with the inferential knowledge and the deductive knowledge. But don't put them forward. Then you are not meditating, you are contemplating, you are not mindful. Mindful is a very simple, very humble and very innocent. And then accordingly the rational thinking may come. But don't put the rational thinking first and then meditation. Then you are not recognized as a meditator because you have not dealt with enough. You are not skillful enough about vachi sankara.
Vachi sankara is vitakka?
Vitakka vichara.
Vitakka vichara?
Yeah. So okay. We can't talk without that. We have to have that. But you must understand the pragmatic value. Otherwise, if you talk 5 minutes, inner chatter will go 10 minutes. The other person also disturb in chatter. Inner chatter, you carry the turmoil and sit stirring. So much so, cannot be any kaya sankhara, pasambane, chitta sankhara pasambane, because inner chatter is the driving machine or the chattering box. And that is what the medium, when you are living with people, you are gone, you are finished. When you are alone, no talking. Inner chatter can happen. You can talk with monkeys. You can talk with trees. You can talk with brooks. But whenever the second person happens, that means so-called civilization, so-called society, it's useless. Get out of that. That is what the renunciation means. First renunciation, physical. The second renunciation is vitakka vichara. Third renunciation is chitta sankara, vedana sanya. They are disappearing in a sequential order in the Chula Vedala Sutta, very nicely explained.
Okay, thank you. Thirasarani.
Api yanna puluwan potara. Thiyena apita tha sayena welawak aran thiyena habai.
Avasarai Swamin Hansa. So we were discussing Parayana Vagga and we have come to the 13th Sutta. So it is called Udaya Sutta. I read the Pali verse and then I invite Venerable Dhamma Vijita to recite the English translation and Bhante can give an explanation. Udaya Sutta. Udaya Manaka Sutta. Jahaying Viraja Masi Inang within brackets Ichchayasma Udayo close brackets Katakichang anasavang Paragung sabba dhammanang Atti panhena agamang Anya vimokkang pabruhi Avijjaya pabhedanang. I'll repeat the verse. Jahaying viraja masinang Katakichang anasavang Paragung sabba dhammanang Atti panhena agamang Anya vimokkang pabruhi Avijjaya pabhedanang.
I have come in need of a question, said the Venerable Udaya, to the seated meditator dust-free, who has completed the task without influxes, who has gone beyond all phenomena, speak of emancipation by final knowledge, the breaking up of ignorance.
Yeah, that if I am to comment on this, this is the first verse, and it's a kind of a question, and thereby give some attributes of the Buddha. I am asking you, sir, you have so much qualities. So that is a kind of a starting point and give a kind of a shape above the question he's going to ask. He says, Jai. Jai has two meanings. Pachanika dhamme jayati iti jai. Emanatang, see through jai. I mean, killing and burning five nivaranas is one way of definition of jhana, that is samatha. The other one is whatever the nivarana, you can see through and you nullify the effect. There are two, they are very, very, very two aspects of the jhai. That's the way the commentators are saying. Virajamathina. And the Buddha, mind, the word, and the body, no rajas, no any grease, no any defilements, no any smearing things. Very pure. So I am asking, sir, you are doing jhana, or getting rid of nivaranas, or seeing through nivaranas, and you never hold any dust, any grease, or any rust, or any foreign bodies. Katakichang. Every one of us is try to do it, but you are the one already did it. We are fighting. And you have done it. To give an example, in the 1956, Chicago religious parliament. Anagarika Dharmapala represent Theravada Buddhism from Sri Lanka. I don't know whether he must be a lay person. And then Swami Vivekananda represent the Hindu. 19? Anagarika Dharmapala was not so mature at that time.
It is Chicago Dhamma
Parliament.
That happened in the year of 1906.
And then maybe, thank you for the correction, and so Anagarika Dharmapala gave the Sila Samadhi Panya and how to cut off Kiliyasas, and the Buddha is the real one and kind of thing. And Swami Vivekananda told, he is the only person did it. Therefore, I respect only the Buddha, not the disciple, not the Dhamma. If I have 100th of his qualities, I can serve human nation 100 times more. He's such a person, Katakicha. He recognized only Buddha as the enlightened being. Others are trying and fighting and he's appreciating. He says, I am also in the same path. He is a Katakicha. I am appreciated. So, without knowing that, I purchased 15 copies of that book and gave to all the monks telling, two people talk about the Buddhism or Buddha in the religious parliament, Buddhism as well as Hinduism. But one person corrected me. One person corrected me telling, Vivekananda is Advaita Vedanta, he is not Buddhist. He is blunting the teaching of the Buddha. He is a very genius and very virtuous and practical person, but no cutting edge. So therefore, Bhante, be aware the difference between Advaita Vedanta and what the Buddha says. Please read that book, Brahmanism, Buddhism and Hinduism, and there Joshi is explaining how twisting they are, the teaching of the Buddha, and they are recognizing, but they say, I recognize only the Buddha, not the Dhamma, not the disciple. Only one Ratana, no three Ratana. And he says, Katakicha. And we Buddhists also says, the way the Buddha gotten rid of his kilesa, savasana, sakalaklesa, no one can do it up to that. Because when we are getting enlightened, there are some defilements. Svasana, kesvasana. But that doesn't matter for the becoming Paccheka Buddha or Buddha. But to become Sammasam Buddha, fully enlightened, omniscient, you must get rid of all the taints, all the smells. So therefore, what he is telling is partly yes. But he escaped, your Dhamma is nothing for me, your disciples are nothing for me, but the Buddha is the only one Katakicca. Katakicco and Anasavang. He has known not only the transgressional type, not only the obsessional type, even the subtle kilesas, completely gotten rid of. But to become Arahant, the complete getting rid of asava is not necessary. Certain amount was remaining. There were some Arahants during the time of the Buddha. They call people with the harsh words. Because lives and lives, he has become a Brahmana. Brahmana so called the people in the nicknames and kind of thing. The other person, he is jumping. He is not walking on the path. If there is a gap, he just jump. So everyone told that how the monk can jump and all the... And the Buddha says, my son is enlightened. He is doing due to the past sansaric habituation. But he is enlightened. Buddha is not that. Buddha is fully enlightened. So the Udaya is the person who is questioning, Paragu Sabba Dhammana, you are the only person is omniscient, know every Dhamma. Atti Panyena Agamang, I have a question to you, sir. They have traveled 18,000 kilometers from the southern tip or southern area of the India to the northern area. 2,000? So they travel 1,800. And asking the question, Bhante, you are the one omniscient, you know everything, you have done your task, and still you are practicing Samatha Vipassana and not accepting any defilements, not accepting any lowly people, lowly behavior. Asevanacha Balana. And you, like a pinnacle, now no dust can remain. Wipe by rain, wind, sun. Like a pinnacle. I came to raise question, Anya vimokkam pabruhi avijjaya pabedana. Please let me know what does it mean by Anya vimokkam. And avijjaya pabedana. Break in the ignorance. So, some attribution of the Buddha, that's also relevant to the question. And he has a particular question. What is the Anyavimokkha? Anyavimokkha, Anya means sometimes known as Panya. Vimokkha means completely shackles are broken off. How to go? And you have to break your old ignorance. That means you have to break your egotism. You have to break your conceit. And as far as you have the egotism and the conceit, you are holding defilements and holding some avijja. And then you claim, this is my avijja. That's what we call the degrees, postgraduate. All the kind of thing is, he claims it. People think it is its attribution. But that thing that hold into, that is, that cannot get stuck without egotism and without arrogance, and the opposite is innocence. If you are innocent, you are enlightened. Simply. You don't know how to be innocent because it is not a science. It is an art. Children, they are already innocent. Buddha says they have no defilements but no benefits because they don't know the disadvantage of the defilement and they don't know, they are free of it. They have no comparison. So therefore we can't claim them Arahant. But after defiled like us, and then we can get rid of, then we know the burden of the ignorance, the burden of defilements, then cleansing is to give a comparison. It's a sapekshata, relativity. That relativity is the what getting gross in social life. But in individual life, you are living alone, then you just like a baby, just like a innocent boy or innocent child. But soon you go to the people, arrogance comes, and conceit, and all the other things would follow. People sympathizing. Otherwise, you can't marry a girl. You can't run a family. You can't run an office. You can't run a newspaper. People accept certain amount of defilements and then play the game. The monk's life is, we know we have to play the game. We have to earn profits in many, many ways. And go and disclaim everything. Disavow everything. Mind your own business. Be mindful. Go and meditate. So, it appears like a huge thing, I mean, huge, profound thing. But in a sense, Thomas Merton, he says, if you are innocent, you are in paradise. If you are arrogant, you are deprived of the paradise. That's a Genesis of the in the Bible. The Adam and Eve got the paradise. But they gained for education, knowledge. They got lack of fear and shame. And in sexual intercourse, the God see the apple is eaten. They are now covering with their sex organs. Why? Get out. Again, they can be innocent and the paradise is open. So we are learning through innocence, through getting rid of avidya, to getting rid of tanha, all the kind of thing that can be achieved by seeing through our weaknesses, seeing through the society weaknesses, not getting rid of society weaknesses, not getting rid of your weaknesses. Just see. That is one way of jhana, and that is more towards vipassana. Many people use it in a very tricky and very egotistic way. They say, I have defiled no harm because I know it. But it is not restraining. It is not restrained. Then he is a cheating person. Knowing, if you are trying to get rid of, then your innocence is having results. So therefore, this Parayana Vagga is very, very archive language. Message is very short and sweet. So, different interpretations. Because both this one is what we are using, but Parayana Vagga itself may be 5 translations. Just like Sanskrit. Many people can two terms together and then different meaning. Time-wise, space-wise. So, these are the way happening, but Bhikkhu Bodhi personally told me the singular translation is the best Buddha Jayanti translation, we call the best for the moment. Many, these are traditional Theravada, Pali to Singhala, but many went to the English translation, English version, and they has Pali as well as Sanskrit. Mahayana books, Sanskrit books. So we are lucky nowadays. We can have many, many versions. Now time 9:30. We have another 15 minutes. Are we proceeding or sharing and discussing the same? Anyone like to contribute? No. Then we'll go to the verse.
Yeah, so we are going to the verse uttered by the Buddha. Pahanang kama chandanang, within brackets, Udayati Bhagava, close brackets, Domanassanang chubhayang, Thinasacha panudanang, Kukkuchanang nivaranang, Upekha sati sansuddhang, Dhamma takka pure javang, Anya vimokkang pabrumi, Avijjaya pabhedanang. I repeat the verse. Pahanang kama chandanang, Domanassanang chubhayang, Thinasacha panudanang, Kukkuchanang nivaranang, Upekha sati sansuddhang, Dhamma takka pure javang, Anya vimokkang pabrumi, Avijjaya pabhedanang.
The abandoning of both, Udaya, said the Blessed One, sensual desires and dejection, the dispelling of mental dullness, the warding off of regrets, purified by equanimity and mindfulness, preceded by thought on the Dhamma. I call this emancipation by final knowledge, the breaking up of ignorance.
It is not usually as the Sila Samadhipanya, not mentioned about Sila, but directly getting rid of five nivaranas or hindrances. That means it is mentioned to someone already in moral restraint. Other parts are on the concentration restraint and the wisdom restraint. First verse, just Vinabali presented, is more to the samatha. Second part, more to the vipassana. That means true restraint still remaining after you fairly through the CMS, moral restraint, and that indicates two character types. Sometimes happy like two parts, but sometimes they can do both together. So many practitioners, beginners, they say, I don't know whether I am a samatha type or vipassana type. Therefore, I have to first select my character type and I have to select my meditation master and I have to select my meditation subject, object of meditation, and what to read and all the kind of thing. Luckily, I was not that type because I was not aware that samatha vipassana even. When I was introduced in Sati, and when Dhammika was very sharp, he told, don't get into this duality. Samatha and vipassana, people are utterly divided. It is not applicable to me because I am not divided. I have not heard about. Then he told, mindfulness is the only thing giving the support, accommodating both. Just be mindful. And each and every person I met up with, everyone is telling, you are a samatha type, you are a vipassana type, you must do this, you must do that, you are this teacher is good, this method is good. And I was filled. Then I know they are not mindful. Mindfulness means choicelessly be aware. Samatha, well, no harm. Yes. Vipassana, yes, no harm. Not one is superior than the other. So if you have know that, so you can simply by two words, or we can say two sentences time, we can understand where the thinking pattern is. Because under the light of mindfulness, you can see both the endowment. Why we are fighting these two facilities? Nistaranavana is the only place on the earth teaching both. All the other centers, if they are going to teach samatha, they have some kind of a misunderstanding and repulsivity to vipassana. Those who are calling vipassana, they know no samatha. We are not doing samatha. They bloody fools, they don't know. They are going, how do you call it, when the log is floating along the river, at time it's going to the bias to the one shore, one bank, other time other bank, as far as it's flowing. If you go to the stuck in the bank, no flow, no journey. This samatha vipassana is utterly misunderstood. When Jnanarama, he wrote a book, Samatha Vipassana Bhavana Margi. Both. I was not aware. I gave money for the printing of some prints also in 1987. And I heard a lot from Achancha. After long, long time only I came to know he is not discriminating Samatha Vipassana. And when Jnanarama, after doing Patisambhida Magga, the book of discrimination, he found there is no such deviation If it is so, it must be for your intuitive knowledge rather than sectarianism. But for my understanding, first version is the jhana, pachanika dhamme jhayati iti jhana, getting rid of panchanivarana, or five hindrances. Second part, sati upekha parisuddhi, sansuddhang, dhamme takka pure java. That means inferential knowledge and deductive knowledge. They are really intuitive is given. That is a seen through. Anya vimokkam pabrumi. That is a way to go to the other show. Avijjaya pabedana. Then you understand what a fool am I. You understand my own foolishness. That is what we project to the outside world and say outside world is fool. As in you are a fool. When you are wise enough, you never concern outside world. Irrelevant. Whether you are living in a supermarket or in a society or living under a tree, doesn't matter because whatever you see, you don't care. Whatever you hear, you don't care. Whatever you feel, you don't care. Whatever you think, you don't care. Just like a blind person, like a deaf, just like a callous, paralyzed person, and dead body. So whether in the society or no harm, so this is individual character traits, but people try to generalize it. All the theses, all the books I read, only one, once I participated in Connecticut University, on the third day, only we 32 people were there in the conference hall, and no whom. And one person told, no one is adding the dimension of individual and society into the meditation. They already socialized. No ocean clean. Difficult. I mean, impossible. You have to understand the society at large. And you have to take yourself as an individual. As an individual, it is possible. It's positive. As a society, don't take that bloody task. Don't take that contract. You will never end up with. So therefore, this external and internal dispensation, where Panditas are so sharp. He says, be mindful, mind your own business. Don't try to teach others. Don't try to worry about others are not teaching or others understanding. That is none of your business. Be mindful. So that is basically in the second verse. So that was, I mean, I am not appreciating Samatha Vipassana discrimination, but that was giving a lot positivity and possibilities in my life. Otherwise, my background was not so religious. My family people were very religious. I was not. But after I become mindful, then religious characteristics also attribution came. Otherwise not. But out of fear, I go to temple. Out of fear, I do meritorial deeds. Now only I understand that is because of lack of confidence. Okay, another 5 minutes if you have any contribution. Otherwise, I would like to wind up to prepare for the Pindapat.
Adhisari Swaminansa. May all celestial beings share in the merit produced by today's teaching, and may they protect the Dhamma explanation and offering of the Buddha and his disciples for a very long time. May our relatives and all beings share in the merits of today's teaching and perhaps the seeds of the Dhamma, of the Buddha's teaching that have been planted in our hearts and minds, may grow and produce path fruition and nibbana. I invite you to join in the recitation of the traditional Pali verses for sharing the merits.